Crossing the Lines, Part 3. Erlöst. Paris, November 1944. A year. A hollow year since that train carried ghosts to Berlin. I'd crawled back to Paris like a wounded animal to its den. While the report. Double agent. Escaped. Then, business as usual, except the fire was ash. Berlin's grip slipped daily, crumbling on both fronts. The Allies dithered over Paris, but the resistance, they sharpened knives. Collaborator blood ran in the gutters. I should have fled, but a fool's hope anchored me here. Waiting for a ghost who promised to find me. They came for me, leaving the Chambre Noire. No finesse, just fists and French curses, bundled into a car reeking of Gauloise and hate. Now, tied to this chair, darkness, rough sackcloth, scratching my lips with every ragged breath, waiting. Footsteps, two sets, leather and stone, cold dread pulled in my gut.
This one is yours, Capitaine Shaw. Pronounce Pet Viper. Make her sing, then silence her. Permanently.
Bastard! Libre-moi, maintenant! Light seared my eyes. Blurred shapes resolved then. They stood. Uniformed. Changed yet. Those eyes. Dark water I drowned in a year ago. Nexus. Ah, of course. Captain Shaw. The executioner wears a crown now. But Aiden? How very ordinary. Do you enjoy your freedom? Bought with my weakness? Rough fingers tangled in my hair. Wrench my face into the harsh lantern glow.
Capitan, you know this bitch.
Enttäuschend. You haven't even shown off your battle scar. Proof that even a feeble woman can mark you, Captain. You can forget about names. I might be naive, but I'm no traitor. I met his gaze. His eyes weren't ice. They were wildfire. Panic. Guilt. Rage. Not at me, at this. You're getting nothing from me, Captain. Not this time. Or are you just going to take it? The Frenchman's laugh was a rusty blade scraping bone.
Oui, she has a spirit, non? Made for breaking.
Nine! The Frenchman shoved the coiled leather belt into Shaw's hand.
Time to get your own back, Capitaine,
he rasped, calloused finger jabbing toward my exposed breasts. Is that the ear? The tits are sensible. Then la chatte, she will sing. Shaw stood frozen, knuckles white on the belt. In his eyes, not cruelty, reluctance, a war deeper than the one outside these walls. Vas, still think me weak? Because I let you go? Think I can't take it? Do it. Prove you're the butcher they want. Across my chest. Agony. But only skin deep. Bruises were a currency I'd pay. Others paid in blood. I have nothing to say to you. He looked at me, pleadingly. German cunt again, Captain Shaw. The Frenchman snarled, unbuckling his trousers.
Enough. I know how to silence this pretty mouse.
Don't you dare, du Dreckschwein. Thick fingers prized my jaws wider. The stink of him filled my nose, my throat, gagging, choking. Darkness pulsed.
Now, Urgent, Omega, scream.
Shaw hesitated, belt trembling. The Frenchman's hips thrust. White, hot lightning tore through me. I bit down, hard. Flesh split, coppery blood flooded my tongue. The Frenchman roared with pain.
Salope! Je vais tatouer!
Oh! Bone cracked against my cheek. Darkness swam. Then Shaw's guttural roar, not pain. Rage. When I opened my eyes again, silence hung thick, swirling with dust and the copper tongue of blood. I blinked through stinging tears. The chair lay splintered beneath me, robes severed, my arms free. His face loomed above me in the gloom. The Frenchman his neck bent at an impossible angle. One less hunter. One more ghost. No. Don't touch me. You bastard. No. He caught my wrists. Not to hurt, but to still. Rubbed arms around me like armor. Echo. Echo, he said. Echo. Echo. He hauled me upright, crushed me against his chest. His murmur vibrated through my bones. My name, my viper, my traitor. A litany against the dark. I've got you. Aiden, why? Why risk this? His thumb brushed my cheekbone, tender over fresh bruises. The question hung between us. Why did you let me go? Because some risks are worth taking. A beat, his eyes locked on mine. Wildfire and warning. Urgency sharpened his grip. I can walk. Steel flashed in his hand. My panic spiked. Oh, what are you?
Nine!
He cut deep into his forearm.
Aiden!
He jammed the knife's hilt into my palm, slick with his blood. A hissed command burned against my ear. Make it real. Hit me. Now! Then hide in the shadows. Shouts erupted. Shock. Fury. He crumpled. An arm flung toward the corridor. West gate. The lie spilled ragged from his lips before stillness took him. His face swam above me. A smeared oil painting. Run. The word echoed, but my limbs were lead. Cold stone, coppery blood, his hands hauling me up. The river. Find me there. Parisian cold knifed my lungs, his blood still sticky on my palm, warm as the lie that bought my freedom. Towards the Seine's black water. Towards salvation or another knife in the dark. Aiden? He materialized from the mist. A spectre made flesh. Bandages stark against his forearm. Face gaunt, but his eyes burning with fierce life. The boat bobbed behind him. A jerk of the chin. Get in. Now. Berlin's corpse could rot. We were going home. Home. His hands hauled me into the skiff. No prison. No cuffs. Only his palm lingering on mine as he pushed us into the current. The unspoken vow hung between us like a river fog. A barge loomed, a hulking shadow smelling of tar and forgotten cargo. He secured the skiff, movements efficient, silent. When he turned, moonlight caught the sweat on his throat. The question hung unasked. now that we stopped running. Who are we? Under the patched tarp, he lit a storm lantern. Gold light carved hollows in his face. New lines, older eyes. He reached for my cheek. I flinched. I can't. Not another knife play. His thumb traced my jaw. Not demanding. Asking. Permission. Show me your arm. The cut glared red. Shallow. But still a brand. My doing. His choice. I pressed my lips to it. Salt. Iron. A vow. His breath caught. Not pain. Surrender. His fingers covered mine, not stopping me, asking for more. He cupped my face, rain dripped from his hair onto my lips. I licked it away. His gaze dropped to my mouth. Question. An answer. No more ghosts. His kiss was slow. A revelation. Not taking. Returning. The taste of rain. River. And something. Like peace. We sank onto moth-eaten blankets. His hands mapped me. Not a spy's assessment, but a pilgrim finding sacred ground. He peeled aside my ruined dress to reveal my bruised breasts. Regret shadowed his face. Forgive me. His lips traced each bruise, his tongue honoring the curved flesh. Gently warming each nipple, peaked in the cold air. My nails scraped his back, relearning scars. No urgency. No war. Just skin. Whispering secrets. The heart forgot. He entered me like dawn breaking. Inevitable. A gentle. A joining, not a conquest. My legs locked around his hips. Anchors in the storm. You came back. His reply was a thrust. Oh. Deep. Sure. A promise kept. Ah. Like the barge beneath us, rocked by currents, moored to each other, pleasure built not in spikes but waves, warm, relentless hours. You don't think so? Oh, after. He held me. Dawn broke over the Seine. Rain drummed on the canvas. His heart beat against my ear. The only flag I'd ever swear to. Alive. Unfettered. Erlöst.